ただいまからリスニングテストを行います。回答用紙を開いて受験番号を記入してください。このテストは問題1から問題4まであります。問題文は2回読まれます。最初に例題を聞いてください。例題。
I don't like abstract paintings.
But this is a real Picasso.
I can't figure out what he's trying to say.
But that's the whole point. It doesn't say anything. It just is.
Repeat.
I don't like abstract paintings.
But this is a real Picasso.
I can't figure out what he's trying to say.
But that's the whole point. It doesn't say anything. It just is.
Where are they?
答えは4です。テストを始めますので、問題冊子の1ページを開いてください。答えは回答用紙に番号で記入してください。それでは問題を聞いてください。問題1。問題1はナンバーワンからナンバーファイブまでの5問です。それぞれの設問について短い対話を聞き、答えとして最も適当なものを1から4の選択肢から1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Number one.
Good afternoon, sir. What can I do for you today?
Hi. Well, first, I'd like to open a savings account for my son. And then, I'd like to withdraw some cash from my own account.
Repeat.
Number one.
Good afternoon, sir. What can I do for you today?
Hi. Well, first, I'd like to open a savings account for my son. And then, I'd like to withdraw some cash from my own account.
Number one. Where is this conversation most likely taking place?
Number two.
How was your dessert? Can I get you anything else?
No, thanks. We're all right. Actually, can we get the check?
Sure. I'll be right back with that.
Repeat.
Number two.
How was your dessert? Can I get you anything else?
No, thanks. We're all right. Actually, can we get the check?
Sure. I'll be right back with that.
Number two, who are the two speakers?
Number three.
I'm sorry, but I forgot my pen. Would you mind lending me one?
No, not at all. I have an extra one in my bag.
Repeat.
Number three.
I'm sorry, but I forgot my pen. Would you mind lending me one?
No, not at all. I have an extra one in my bag. Number three. What will likely happen next?
Number four.
Hello?
Hi, Danny. This is Mary. I'm afraid I can't make it tonight. The project we're working on is due tomorrow morning, and we're far from being finished.
That's okay. Shall we get together later this week?
Sure. Are you free tomorrow evening?
That would be perfect. I'll pick you up at 7 in front of your office.
Repeat.
Number 4.
Hello?
Hi, Danny. This is Mary. I'm afraid I can't make it tonight. The project we're working on is due tomorrow morning, and we're far from being finished.
That's okay. Shall we get together later this week?
Sure. Are you free tomorrow evening?
That would be perfect. I'll pick you up at 7 in front of your office.
Number 4. When are the man and woman meeting?
Number 5.
Oh, you have a new camera. It's a bit big, isn't it?
Well, I wanted something to make quality movies, so the large size isn't really a problem for me.
I also value high quality, but I prefer one that's thin and slips nicely into my pocket.
Repeat.
Number 5.
Oh, you have a new camera. It's a bit big, isn't it?
Well, I wanted something to make quality movies, so the large size isn't really a problem for me.
I also value high quality, but I prefer one that's thin and slips nicely into my pocket.
Number 5. Which one does the woman prefer?
これで問題1は終わりです。では次のページを開いてください。問題2。問題にはナンバーワンとナンバーツーの長い対話についてそれぞれ1から3の3つの設問があります。それぞれの設問の答えとして最も適当なものを1から4の選択肢から1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Number 1.
Excuse me, this is the International Studies Office, isn't it?
Yes, come, have a seat. So you want to study abroad?
Before graduation, I would like to become fluent in Spanish, and I'd like to widen my horizons. Does the Madrid program have any openings?
Right now, the overseas program in Spain is full. But let me check. We also have a program in Mexico, which is much cheaper. Students who went there last year found it eye-opening and more rewarding overall.
That kind of experience is exactly what I want. But I know my father well. He is worried about safety, and he will object.
Well, are you interested in any other languages? There's a place open in the Paris exchange program. It's a little more expensive, though.
Yeah, I loved studying French when I was in high school. Plus, I just want to get out and study anywhere.
Here's the pamphlet.
Oh, that is expensive. My father is pretty tight with money, too.
We also have loan and financial aid programs, which can help. And other students find extra work to make up the difference themselves.
Okay, it's settled. Since my father won't help me, I'm going to work day and night to put away enough to pay my own way.
Repeat.
Number 1.
Excuse me, this is the International Studies Office, isn't it?
Yes, come, have a seat. So you want to study abroad?
Before graduation, I would like to become fluent in Spanish, and I'd like to widen my horizons. Does the Madrid program have any openings?
Right now, the overseas program in Spain is full. But let me check. We also have a program in Mexico, which is much cheaper. Students who went there last year found it eye-opening and more rewarding overall.
That kind of experience is exactly what I want. But I know my father well. He is worried about safety, and he will object.
Well, are you interested in any other languages? There's a place open in the Paris exchange program. It's a little more expensive, though.
Yeah, I loved studying French when I was in high school. Plus, I just want to get out and study anywhere.
Here's the pamphlet.
Oh, that is expensive. My father is pretty tight with money, too.
We also have loan and financial aid programs, which can help. And other students find extra work to make up the difference themselves.
Okay, it's settled. Since my father won't help me, I'm going to work day and night to put away enough to pay my own way.
Number two.
Did you see that story on the news yesterday about the price of vegetables at the supermarket? Onions are almost twice as expensive as they were last year.
I know. I was at the supermarket a few days ago, and it wasn't just vegetables that had increased. Even bread was much more than it was a few months ago. Did the news story you watched say why the prices are so high?
Well, a lot of the fruits and vegetables we buy are imported from other countries, and since the price of fuel is so high, it costs a lot more to transport them here. That's one reason.
You know, when I see the high cost of vegetables at the supermarket, it really makes me wish we had a garden. Not only would it mean spending less, but I prefer the taste of homegrown vegetables to store-bought vegetables. I would just love to grow our own broccoli, carrots, onions, and maybe even pumpkins.
That would be nice. But growing your own vegetables actually requires a lot of work and time, which we don't have. On top of that, we also don't really have very much space to grow anything.
Repeat.
Number two.
Did you see that story on the news yesterday about the price of vegetables at the supermarket? Onions are almost twice as expensive as they were last year.
I know. I was at the supermarket a few days ago, and it wasn't just vegetables that had increased. Even bread was much more than it was a few months ago. Did the news story you watched say why the prices are so high?
Well, a lot of the fruits and vegetables we buy are imported from other countries, and since the price of fuel is so high, it costs a lot more to transport them here. That's one reason.
You know, when I see the high cost of vegetables at the supermarket, it really makes me wish we had a garden. Not only would it mean spending less, but I prefer the taste of homegrown vegetables to store-bought vegetables. I would just love to grow our own broccoli, carrots, onions, and maybe even pumpkins.
That would be nice, but growing your own vegetables actually requires a lot of work and time, which we don't have. On top of that, we also don't really have very much space to grow anything.
これで問題には終わりです。では次のページを開いてください。問題3はナンバー1からナンバー3までの3問です。それぞれの設問について英文を聞き、答えとして最も適当なものを1から4の選択肢から1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Number 1
In English, people use the word bird brain to refer to someone who isn't very smart. But this ignores the fact that some birds are, in fact, very intelligent. Consider crows, for example. When they need to crack open a nut, these clever birds will put it in the middle of a busy road and then wait until a car runs over it. They'll even wait for the crosswalk light to turn red before flying over to eat the opened nut. Such behaviors show that some birds, even when they live in the wild, understand cause and effect and are able to plan ahead.
Repeat.
Number one.
In English, people use the word bird brain to refer to someone who isn't very smart. But this ignores the fact that some birds are, in fact, very intelligent. Consider crows, for example. When they need to crack open a nut, these clever birds will put it in the middle of a busy road and then wait until a car runs over it. They'll even wait for the crosswalk light to turn red before flying over to eat the opened nut. Such behaviors show that some birds, even when they live in the wild, understand cause and effect and are able to plan ahead.
Number one, what is the passage about?
Number two,
in Japan and some other East Asian countries, it is quite common to see junior high and high school students wearing a school uniform. However, when I was growing up in Western Canada, this was an uncommon sight. In fact, only in elite, expensive, and sometimes religious private schools did students have to wear a uniform. In a way, I wish that I had also worn one at that age, because it would have made my life a bit easier and less stressful, not having to worry about looking fashionable every day. Although not everyone likes them, I think uniforms may help create a more equal learning environment, because they do not mark students as rich or poor, or as having good or bad taste in fashion.
Repeat.
Number two.
In Japan and some other East Asian countries, it is quite common to see junior high and high school students wearing a school uniform. However, when I was growing up in Western Canada, this was an uncommon sight. In fact, only in elite, expensive, and sometimes religious private schools did students have to wear a uniform. In a way, I wish that I had also worn one at that age, because it would have made my life a bit easier and less stressful, not having to worry about looking fashionable every day. Although not everyone likes them, I think uniforms may help create a more equal learning environment, because they do not mark students as rich or poor, or as having good or bad taste in fashion.
Number two, which statement best describes the man's opinion of school uniforms?
Number three.
The people of Cuba love baseball and love watching their players perform at home. But Cuba's worsening economic situation has led to more baseball players leaving the country. Cuba's economy shrank 11% in 2020. As a result, Cubans must wait in long lines for food, medicine, and fuel. Over the last 6 years, the number of baseball players who have left Cuba for the U.S. is 3 times higher than the number of players who left between 2000 and 2010. In the past, Cuban players stayed many years in their National Baseball League in order to prove themselves at home, and they therefore waited a long time to emigrate. Older veteran players say that in earlier times, ball players would never betray their country and Cuban baseball. Now players leave at 16 or 17 years of age to sign with teams in Major League Baseball in the United States.
Repeat.
Number three.
The people of Cuba love baseball and love watching their players perform at home. But Cuba's worsening economic situation has led to more baseball players leaving the country. Cuba's economy shrank 11% in 2020. As a result, Cubans must wait in long lines for food, medicine, and fuel. Over the last 6 years, the number of baseball players who have left Cuba for the U.S. is 3 times higher than the number of players who left between 2000 and 2010. In the past, Cuban players stayed many years in their National Baseball League in order to prove themselves at home, and they therefore waited a long time to emigrate. Older veteran players say that in earlier times, ball players would never betray their country and Cuban baseball.
Now players leave at 16 or 17 years of age to sign with teams in Major League Baseball in the United States.
Number three. In recent years, what changes have occurred among more Cuban baseball players?
これで問題3は終わりです。では次のページを開いてください。問題4。問題4は長い英文の途中4箇所で、ナンバーワンからナンバーフォーまで4つの設問があります。それぞれの設問の答えとして最も適当なものを1から4の選択肢から1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Something I have always enjoyed doing is watching movies in a movie theater. Since they first opened nearly 100 years ago, movie theaters, which are also known as cinemas, have become one of the most commonly found entertainment spaces in cities and towns all over the world. In most countries in Europe, North America, and elsewhere in the world, even small towns will usually have a movie theater that shows the latest, and sometimes even older, films. However, in some countries, movie theaters are in a bit of trouble. While the number of movie theaters continues to grow in certain parts of the world, in the United States, this number has actually been consistently falling for the past 25 years. In fact, there are 2,000 fewer movie theaters in the U.S. now than there were in 1996. So, this raises an important question. Is the future of movie theaters in the United States in serious danger?
Repeat.
Something I have always enjoyed doing is watching movies in a movie theater. Since they first opened nearly 100 years ago, movie theaters, which are also known as cinemas, have become one of the most commonly found entertainment spaces in cities and towns all over the world. In most countries in Europe, North America, and elsewhere in the world, even small towns will usually have a movie theater that shows the latest, and sometimes even older, films. However, in some countries, movie theaters are in a bit of trouble. While the number of movie theaters continues to grow in certain parts of the world, in the United States, this number has actually been consistently falling for the past 25 years. In fact, there are 2,000 fewer movie theaters in the U.S. now than there were in 1996. So, this raises an important question. Is the future of movie theaters in the United States in serious danger?
Number one. In this passage, what does the speaker say about the number of movie theaters in the United States?
In order to make movie theaters more appealing to customers, there have been significant changes made to the design and features of movie theaters over the past 30 years. For example, the size of the screen, the quality of the sound, and the comfort of the seating have all improved. Some theaters even offer 3D and now so-called 4D movies, which are meant to make viewers feel like they are inside the movie. However, the overall concept of the movie theater has remained pretty much the same: to show a movie on a big screen to a paying audience who sits and watches the movie together. It's a simple concept, and one that had stood the test of time over the past century. But now, at least in the U.S., it seems, this business model may be outdated.
Repeat.
In order to make movie theaters more appealing to customers, there have been significant changes made to the design and features of movie theaters over the past 30 years. For example, the size of the screen, the quality of the sound, and the comfort of the seating have all improved. Some theaters even offer 3D and now so-called 4D movies, which are meant to make viewers feel like they are inside the movie. However, the overall concept of the movie theater has remained pretty much the same: to show a movie on a big screen to a paying audience who sits and watches the movie together. It's a simple concept, and one that had stood the test of time over the past century. But now, at least in the U.S., it seems, this business model may be outdated.
Number two. In this passage, what is the speaker's main point regarding changes to movie theaters?
There's no question that the COVID-19 pandemic has had a negative impact on the number of people watching movies in theaters in the United States. But even though the COVID pandemic made the problem worse, the number of people going to movie theaters had already been in steady decline well before the pandemic hit. So, if it's not the coronavirus that is to blame for the decline in popularity, what is it? Well, it is mainly that there are cheaper and more convenient options for consumers. Streaming services like Netflix and Disney Plus, as well as movies on demand, offer a wide selection of movies that can be watched from the comfort of your own home and for a much lower cost than going to the theater. Cheaper at-home viewing options, combined with the high resolution and sound quality of home televisions, have made going to movie theaters increasingly less attractive for many movie fans across the U.S.
Repeat.
There's no question that the COVID-19 pandemic has had a negative impact on the number of people watching movies in theaters in the United States. But even though the COVID pandemic made the problem worse, the number of people going to movie theaters had already been in steady decline well before the pandemic hit. So, if it's not the coronavirus that is to blame for the decline in popularity, what is it? Well, it is mainly that there are cheaper and more convenient options for consumers. Streaming services like Netflix and Disney Plus, as well as movies on demand, offer a wide selection of movies that can be watched from the comfort of your own home and for a much lower cost than going to the theater. Cheaper at-home viewing options, combined with the high resolution and sound quality of home televisions, have made going to movie theaters increasingly less attractive for many movie fans across the U.S.
Number three. According to the speaker, what is the main cause of fewer people going to movie theaters?
This brings us back to a question I asked earlier. Is the future of movie theaters in the United States in serious danger? Well, given the quality, comfort, and cost of the at-home options, it seems unlikely that the number of movie theaters or the number of people going to movies will ever return to what it was 30 or more years ago. However, that does not mean that movie theaters will disappear completely. There's simply nothing like the experience of watching a movie in a theater, where we watch the action on a big screen, jump at the deafening sounds, and eat popcorn in unnecessarily large buckets. There will always be a demand for the movie theater experience, even if there are fewer movie theaters to choose from. The golden age of the movie theater may be over, but they will continue to have a role in the entertainment industry for the foreseeable future.
Repeat.
This brings us back to a question I asked earlier. Is the future of movie theaters in the United States in serious danger? Well, given the quality, comfort, and cost of the at-home options, it seems unlikely that the number of movie theaters or the number of people going to movies will ever return to what it was 30 or more years ago. However, that does not mean that movie theaters will disappear completely. There's simply nothing like the experience of watching a movie in a theater, where we watch the action on a big screen, jump at the deafening sounds, and eat popcorn in unnecessarily large buckets. There will always be a demand for the movie theater experience, even if there are fewer movie theaters to choose from. The golden age of the movie theater may be over, but they will continue to have a role in the entertainment industry for the foreseeable future.
Number 4. In this passage, what does the speaker say about the future of movie theaters?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。